HMS Podcast brought to you by ZMANow.com. Go to the website to learn how to buy a bottle of Testrogaine with ZMA and get two Viala fill bottles for free. Put John 20 in the promo code and get 20% off at ZMANow.com.
Rock Wars, the wake-up song and the you bastard sight of the day. Want to know more? Visit Holmberg's Morning Sickness online at 98kupd.com.
Time now for Brady to give you all the news that only Brady knows. Somebody just texted me, evidently yesterday during the best of, you replayed something. The guy didn't know it. And I'm getting texts from people say, give your wife a child, you faggot. It's being texted to me on a regular basis. But that
there are a couple things about revisiting your vasectomy. And your protestation against
it took
that,
me
and
a second.
Your I think it was called scrotoplasty.
Scrotoplasty. I'm working on that.
Yeah.
The but
protestation.
But yeah, protestation. The the group of emails that came in all had that as a subject or something in it. So they I didn't realize that was in yesterday's show because I'm like, huh? You do? And I'm like, why is everyone so angry at me? I'm like, oh yeah, that was years ago when that listener yelled at me for not
2017 I
wanting a
child.
Was that only that far? Yeah. Boy, that one was a great phrase though. Because he was very angry that we decided not to have children, and evidently he and his Lord are very close, and he needed to tell me in the most passionate way he could think of that I need to procreate, and that was what his phrase that pays was. You give your wife a child, you faggot. It hurt, but it was hilarious. Also.
It didn't work either.
No, it's not gonna. I got a vasectomy right after. Eat it. Anyway, it's time now for Brady to give you all the news that only Brady knows. And like I've been saying for the last couple weeks, it's brought to you by Hooters, where you can go watch the Patriots' coronation as they win another championship. You can watch it right there at Hooters, or you can have Hooters cater your Super Bowl party, which is right around the corner. So you can do that as well. They'll do it all if you go to Hooters.com and check it all out. Thank you, Hooters. Brady, report it.
Good Tuesday morning to you, Phoenix. Hello, world.
Hi.
A couple of Tuesday morning fun facts. Abraham Lincoln gave a presidential pardon to a man who had been convicted of attempted bestiality.
Attempted?
Because the guy was drunk at the time. Unfortunately, we're not sure what animal he tried to have sex with, but Lincoln gave him a pardon. Come on, he was drunk.
Come on, everybody, back off. We've all thought about it.
The Empire,
that's when you say it was a different time.
It was. It's lonely out there in the...
Yeah.
Plains, Illinois.
He's a farmer. Everybody was a farmer. I don't think anybody had anything else to do.
The Empire State Building makes more money from selling tickets to its observation deck than it does renting out its office space.
Wow. That's insane.
Ice Ice Baby wasn't supposed to be Vanilla Ice's first single.
It wouldn't have mattered.
It was the B-side to his rap cover of Play That Funky Music. But since people didn't really like that song, DJs flipped the record and started playing Ice Ice Baby instead.
Now, people laugh at it, but we all know it, and it was a smash. And a lot of people bought that thing. It's a monster hit. He's still touring. I talked to Gary Cannon, the comedian, the other day, and he said he's in Vegas performing. He said, we have to split the room. He said, we do a thing on Friday, and then later that night, Tone Loc and Vanilla Ice and Kid and Play. I'm like, oh, I've been to that show. He said, then they come in at the end of the night, and I'm like, is Vanilla still walking around with those stupid turtles? And he just said, turtles and question mark. And I'm like, you know what? I'm going to leave it there.
He could just pull them off the strip.
They're out there. They're everywhere,
with
right?
Two little painted turtles walking around on stage.
I'm just letting Gary stew over that last thought. What's he talking about?
Oh, come on. Awful. That night will live in infamy.
Oh, just awful.
That is
awful.
Something you need in your history.
Yep, once. I'd already been to it the year before.
Megan wanted to go back. She had so much fun.
Was that the one we went to? No, that was the first one, right? Was that the first one?
I don't either.
Then the second one. I went to the second one. Awful.
I still got my shirt.
Dreadful. Gotta love them 90s. No, you don't. It wasn't that great a decade. Not a lot good happened.
Well, for rock, it was good. I don't know about all
that. It was okay. It was the beginning of it was good. Then it kind of was like, petered out. Ugh.
Slash got cut by Poison.
Huh?
CeCe DeVille. They went with CeCe DeVille. He auditioned. That made Guns N' Roses happen.
It was in the 80s.
Yeah.
Yeah. Is that? Oh, you're reading that, or is that just something?
No, I just heard
random thought.
Yeah, yeah, random. They just threw out a random thought. We're talking about the '90s, Brady.
They're all blending now. You know what? I'll talk about whatever I want to. You guys can eat my.
Did you ever escort Slash anywhere?
No.
Let me show you to your table.
I was the bathroom attendant at this one event.
That's what I'm. Hey, that might come out of your mouth next. I don't know. Anything could pop out at this point.
Saul, is it true you're a Jew?
Stop talking to the celebrities.
Researchers at the University of Cambridge in England recently created a brain training game called Decoder, where your goal is to spot sequences of numbers. And they just ran a study where they had people play the game a little while and then take a little test afterwards. They found that it temporarily boosted people's concentration so well it was as effective as taking Ritalin.
Wait, what did they do?
This game that's online, a game on the phone, works so well. So now you can download an app with the game for free by searching for Peak Brain Training. It comes bundled with a bunch of other games. But as far as we know, it doesn't work quite as well as the Decoder game.
Be sure to drink your Ovaltine.
Instead of drugging them up, decode. Here's how much it costs, according to CNBC, for attending this year's Super Bowl.
Oh, boy.
Your low end is $3,928.
Yeah, you're not going to get out of there for that. Unless you manage to get tickets at face value.
Yeah, so the range they give is $3,928 to $18,087.
That's even low for what they're trying to say is the high end. They're only going off of face value tickets.
Right.
The scalpers will start these things at $3,500.
Starts big.
Yeah.
Man. Not worth it.
No.
But what they're doing that's kind of cool is your concessions. This year's Super Bowl is pretty inexpensive. They have a $2 menu, refillable sodas, bottled water, pretzels, and popcorn. $3 will get you nachos, waffle fries, a slice of pizza, and for $5 you can get a beer or a cheeseburger.
Right. Yeah, you're not getting out of the Super Bowl for $3,000. And tickets, no way. You're going to buy a $450 merch thing. You're going to get junk. It's amazing what you start spending.
The other thing from yesterday's game, a photographer, Turner Twyman, he says he caught someone pointing what appears to be a laser pointer in Tom Brady's face last night. It was a play between
two nights ago.
Play between the muff that wasn't
start over.
It was the play between the muff, what they're calling it.
Yeah, but you're.
So the laser pointer in his face in the AFC title game. Not sure if it's accurate or not.
With the muff, man. Between the muff.
That was a rough one.
The play between the muff and that wasn't.
Remember when you were in math?
And the Sorensen interception at the NFL.
When we were in high school and stuff, and you get a word problem, you had like an hour to do a test, and that one, like you read it, and you're like, I'm skipping that one. The details scare me.
What's funny is you watch the play. You know what play they're talking about.
Yeah.
So you can just describe it yourself. You don't have to read off the paper.
Well, he didn't.
It was just, I was reading his tweet, too.
At the same time? That's amazing.
I can do a lot of things.
Maybe you're just so advanced.
This woman in Palo Alto.
So wait, they're saying that the interception was the one that they think they shined a light?
Yeah.
You don't think that if that was true, Tom Brady would have lost his mind?
Yeah. Well, he didn't know there was a light.
You would
being
know if it
him.
Blinds you. Pilots know immediately.
No, I know. That's what I'm saying. Yeah. You're right. He would have lost his mind, and he would have been. There would have been quotes after that. I mean, even though they won,
he's still been like, "I can't believe that happened." Somebody's trying to screw it.
He didn't know.
No, didn't happen. I mean, a guy might have accidentally done something. That didn't happen.
Akilah Hassan, she's 26 years old. She faces felony burglary charges after she broke into a person's apartment. And started live streaming, took the person's phone, got on there, started live streaming saying there's going to be a house party over here, then stripped down to her underwear and walked in the backyard. That's when the guy locked the door behind her.
Ooh.
Locked her in the backyard. Police came and arrested her.
Good move.
Thanks.
He continued. People came over for the house party.
Sure.
It went on without Akilah. Right.
Get her in the back. Let her out like a puppy.
Georgia Jackson lives in Northumberland, England, and she recently found out that her 25-year-old boyfriend, Josh, had been cheating on her even while she was pregnant. They've been together for 4 years. She feels she got her revenge by selling his Xbox One that he loved so much for $4.
What? I hate her.
Plus, she threw in a $60 headset, a few $100 worth of games. Georgia then said she was going to use the $4 to buy a new kitchen knife since she used the one that she owned on his tires.
Ugh.
Had to replace the kitchen knife. There's a picture of the couple when they were happy.
Mm. Oh, he was happy the whole time.
Yes.
That guy was never not happy. When she wasn't home,
she's
happy.
She's not even happy in that pic.
When she looks miserable there. Well, she probably just found out that her...
That's right.
He probably got blown by somebody at the wedding that wasn't her.
Look at him. I just got blown.
He's getting blown at my own wedding. Now I'm posing for pictures with this lady. Oh, you're my wife. Hi.
A cop in West Palm Beach, Florida, was driving through a park at 11:30 p.m. on Sunday, right at the height of the eclipse. He's cruising about 5 miles per hour, then boom, 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 boom. Hit a bump. It was a couple laying on the in the park watching the eclipse. So beautiful.
Yeah, did it on purpose. It was pretty bright.
But 5 miles an hour.
That would hurt.
I guess maybe they had headphones on or something.
So,
but don't you think
you'd hear it coming?
See the
people
car,
are dumb because there's another story.
Yeah.
They drove into a lake.
There's a lot of people who take that eclipse thing to a... I was at a wedding.
The couple's okay, by the way.
I was at a wedding on Sunday, and it was out at Eagle Mountain Golf Course. Lovely setting. But once the eclipse started at like 8:30, 9 o'clock, something like that, we were just bailing out about then. And people were standing up on the side of the road and stuff. I'm like, get off the road. All the places to stand in all the desert area. The golf course, for God's sake. Just walk out on the golf course. Nope, they're out there on Shea.
I got it.
Just
I'm ahead of you, Brady.
Standing there. And it was neat, but it wasn't that great. And again, I'm no longer impressed by eclipses. There's one every couple months.
This was a lunar one.
I've seen, this is like my ninth lunar eclipse in the last 4 years. They're constant, but the thing is, they name them something different. This is a double blood wolf howling moon. I'm like, it looks just the same as the last one.
Even the football broadcasters were on it. Well, isn't that a red wolf thing?
Yeah, nobody knows, but nobody really cares. It just kind of disappears for a little bit, turns a little red, and it's done.
Well, it looked like it was just clouds going over the moon.
Yeah. Yep. I mean, it wasn't that impressive. It was odd, but I've seen the moon get odd before, and people are like, no, it's fine. Like, this is that one that everybody got up for at 3 in the morning, if the red with the blood moon is happening. And I get up, and I'm like, yep, it's turned red.
Why can't one of these things happen when the moon is, like, huge in the sky?
Yeah. Like, when it's right on top of you, and it's like, goodbye, Earth. And the ocean's just calm. And then that Malaysian jet shows up out of nowhere. And then disappears again. Oh.
After the eclipse.
It was a mirage.
I've got some pee-pee poo-poo news.
Oh, pee-pee poo-poo. I thought you said smugglers.
Uh-huh. Way ahead of you.
You got me.
All right, you got it now. To straighten out
what
your
a garbage. Duo.
Yeah, this is a good team.
Hello, my friends. I'm Brady Bogan, and this is your pee-pee poo-poo news. This 440-pound man was getting on a flight in L.A., heading to Taiwan. He got on the Taoyuan airline.
Taoyuan?
Taoyuan, I guess.
Stop on the airline. That was the easiest word of the month.
His confidence was waning at the end.
Taoyuan. Whoo, what's this next word?
Taiwan's
airline. Airline running
business.
It's a
Taiwanese airplane.
Anyway, he had to take a dump. So he asked the flight attendants to help him get to the bathroom.
Right.
Then he said, all right, drop my pants.
Whoa.
Help me get him down. Let me do my thing, and then ask the flight attendant to wipe him.
Yeah, and they did it?
The lady put 3 sets of gloves on with her other flight attendants, and as she was wiping him, he kept moaning and going deeper, deeper.
You got to just get him off the plane.
So they had to turn the flight around, and he's accused of making the cabin crew harassment. He Here's the flight attendant that was helping him at the press conference, basically. And there's a picture of the dude.
He's 440 pounds.
Yeah.
He looks like a walrus. Man, oh man, I'd make her wipe my ass too. That's the flight attendant?
Yeah.
Taiwan's kicking our ass in the world of flight attendants. The last few flights I've been on, it's not a gay guy. It is an old woman. She's gorgeous. I might play pretend I can't wipe my ass for her too.
There he is, sitting a few plays out before they...
He's the beast with a crusty bottom.
Poor woman.
And then he accused them of not doing a good enough job.
Of course.
And go back. Let's do it again.
Poor, poor woman.
Is he Taiwanese too?
I don't think so.
No, he looks American.
Yeah.
I say that because
taking
of all the
a
fat.
Rest after Christmas.
He's too big to even play Santa Claus.
Yeah, no, that's a fat man.
That's your pee pee poo poo news.
Wow. I don't think I have the nerve.
Well, obviously his life hasn't gone the way he wanted, so he's going to take it out on other people.
But how dare you say it's not clean enough when you don't have your stick and towel, and that's the big problem. Ugh. How did he talk him into it?
Yeah, you say no to that.
You just say, uh-uh, that's not in my pay grade there. I serve some Schweppes and maybe a beverage or two and some cookies, not wiping your ass. She gloved up. I guess because the dude was probably threatening to wander around with a mud butt all over the Thai plane.
You're going to have a mess.
Yeah. I swear to God, lady, you don't wipe my ass. I'm going to mud butt all over this plane.
Oh, sit down. I wipe your ass.
Get three gruffs. I clean him. She's the one with the least seniority.
You have to clean fat man.
I clean him. It's my honor. Come on in here, wipe my ass, honey. Sing a Lee Greenwood while you do it, too.
From the Rakes of Minnesota to the Hears of Tennessee.
That's good, wiping deeper. Get in there, baby. God damn it.
I can't even imagine trying to work that into the restroom there, the bathroom. So tight, and then you got two people, at least.
Yeah, she's hanging out of that thing.
Yeah. Oh, no, she's definitely.
Doors open.
The only thing you see is the body.
They probably just put them in the galley and just put a bag out there.
Next to the drinks and chips?
Close the curtain. Back. No one would know.
It's my duty to wipe a fat American ass.
It wasn't good enough.
No, you need to try harder and deeper.
We'll end it with a radio video.
Blech. We're gross.
This guy took a selfie stick, filmed himself walking across the crystal clear ice of Siberia's Lake Baikal.
He's going in.
It's the deepest and largest freshwater lake by volume in the world. And it's pretty cool how clear the ice is. It's
neat.
Pretty.
Does he go in?
No.
Is this another successful
video,
Brady?
He doesn't go
in,
nope. It's just him strolling on the ice.
So, okay. We'll get into this in a second. You've lost your touch.
It's mesmerizing.
Have you seen a therapist that tells you to meditate more? Your videos are sucking.
Enjoy the video, John.
It's walking on a piece of glass. It's like going to the Grand Canyon. All right. Frozen lake in Siberia. Okay. That's enough.
That's
looks like vodka.
Now.
30 seconds, I'll never get back.
What I've become addicted to on the interwebs. In the last few days. Cow abscess videos. Richard, roll them.
Cow abscess?
Cow abscess. I didn't even know this was a thing. Cows have like these abscess infections regularly. And the, there's one. Just
wait
click
a
and
minute.
Go.
No. No.
Yes, it's going to
go.
So it's this infection.
Oh, that's a big one.
Watch this. So the doctor has to, I don't know if this one doesn't have sound, right? This is a fantastic
thing. It's like a stable sore?
I'm fascinated by it. No, it's just like an abscess. Like people get abscess, like an infection where you had a...
It's because of that bump on your head, isn't it?
I was worried that that was an abscess, but it didn't hurt. These hurt, but scooch forward just a touch, Rich.
All right.
I am so addicted to cow abscess videos. So they make a little cut and more. Make a little cut and watch this. Oh, they got to make a bigger one than that. He's trying to drain it. And then you got to drain the thing. I haven't seen this particular one. Forward a little more. Wait for it.
Here it comes.
I can't get enough. Here we go. He's putting the iodine on before the cut. Watch what happens. Look at this. Look at this. Look at that. And it never ends.
Wow, it's chocolate milk.
Oh, it's just pouring out. That's how you get chocolate milk, Brady. This is a relatively weak one. I've watched so many cow abscess videos, and then sometimes you have to open it up a little more and pull out what looks like just where Hubba Bubba is manufactured.
Oh, he pulled some out there?
Just wads of chewed gum inside that abscess.
Are you trying to make me puke?
A little bit. Poke through that a little more. See if there's more.
Why do you want to watch this?
Oh, look at that. God. It's just fantastic. And this is an easy one.
That's chili.
Richard, find another one where it's just all leaking.
Cow chili.
The internet is loaded with cow abscess videos. I can't get enough of them.
I don't understand. What do you mean you can't get
enough
of them?
Oh, I spent 2 hours
yeah.
in a restaurant just watching these things. I can eat and watch these. It's great. This is a fantastic one. These guys are Indians. And he just uses a knife. Oh, there you go. There's the thing. Oh. I can't get enough of that. Look at it. And it never stops. What do you got?
Someone sent me that one. I don't know.
You smell that.
Look at that. And you can smell it.
Big.
You hear that noise?
It's an abscess.
What is going on? It's waking me up.
Look at how close.
Wow, it's raining.
It's gallons.
And this is at 101. Here's 150.
159, it's still going.
Yeah.
It's like 400, and it's still huge. The cow does not want that cut.
Don't touch it.
Cow abscess videos. ABSCESS. For those of you who are going to struggle with abscess, the spelling.
Back to the frozen lake.
There's some great ones. I livened up that Bradio video, didn't I?
Back to the ice.
No.
Squeezing it. Boom, hard as a rock.
How is this fun for you?
I love it.
How on earth?
Love it.
You watch it, Dr. Pimple Popper. I don't get it. What is so
love it
gripping about this?
I don't know.
It's pretty fascinating.
But it's got me.
I don't know about cow.
It's the gold dress, blue dress. Either you like it or you don't. Cow abscess videos. They got horses in there, too. Horses do good, too.
Now my stomach feels weird. I'm going to throw up somewhere.
You put on a few pounds.
How do you eat while watching?
I can eat cottage cheese and bubble gum while that's going on. It doesn't bother me. This one's just a bleeder. Oh, look at it go. All day and all night. If they had a 24-hour channel, I'd be glued to it. Cow abscess. Anyway, and there you go. That is your Brady Report, brought to you by our friends at Hooters. It's 98 KUPD.
This is bad, 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 bad.
That's a joke, right? You're joking?